Samson was a young man who had a godly start. His parents had such plans for him, they knew he'd have a part in bringing back God's people from the bondage of their sins. But Samson was a rebel, he had other things to win. When it was time for battle, to take the enemy on, Samson's lust and selfishness enslaved him as a pawn. There was a bigger battle than just with Philistines. Samson's sins, they trapped him as he did the devil's schemes. God showed him such great mercy when a lion attacked and roared. 1,000 men surrounded him, yet he won without a sword. He could tie 300 foxes' tails, so the Bible did record. But Samson never learned it's by my spirit, said the Lord. God seeks a man he can strengthen, who'll fight down on his knees, who cares about God's honor more than his own needs, who walks with God and leans on him and loves him more each day. We'll find the strength that's spiritual, that works as we obey. At the end of his life, old Samson, now blind and bound in chains, was finally a broken man, his life had been in vain. He begged the Lord this final time, his faith to be restored, and mightily proved it's only by my spirit, said the Lord. So when God shows you why you're here, and what you are to be, you'll find you have a strength in him that gives you victory. But the power that God offers is the power of God's Son. It comes upon a spiritual life. All God needs is one. God shakes the man he can strengthen, who'll fight down on his knees, who cares about God's honor more than his own needs, who walks with God and leans on him and loves him more each day. We'll find the strength that's spiritual, it works as we obey, it works as we obey.